Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith, empowering believers through teaching, preaching, and demonstration of the uncompromised Word of God to fulfill their highest calling and change this world through Jesus Christ, to glorify God in all we do, to train up and send out believers, to cover the whole earth with the knowledge of the Lord. Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have an exciting program for you today. We're going to be doing some teaching, and teaching on faith in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Faith in the name of Jesus. Now, that name is something that most of the church today, I think, has more traditionalized than actualized, meaning that we have quoted that name or spoken that name or even declared that name and so forth. But much of the power that is in that name comes when you have faith in that name. And faith comes one way, by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So I find that sometimes we have to refresh the teaching of the name of Jesus so that people will get back into that place where they have faith in that name, that when they call that name, they're expecting something to happen miraculous because that name carries miracle power. Now, one of the things I want to do is I want to talk about that faith in that name. We start at Acts chapter 3. Now, over in Acts chapter 3, this is where Jesus now had been raised from the dead, and now he is seated at the right hand of the Father, and the church now has been formed. And now Peter and John are going up in that traditional place where they would go up for a time of prayer there in Jerusalem. And so now we catch this backdrop. So let's start reading here at Acts chapter 3 and look at verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together unto the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, that's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." Now think about this. Here's a situation of a man who had never walked before in his life. I mean, think of somebody perhaps you know that maybe is in a wheelchair or have never walked or whatever have you. All of a sudden, here comes a miracle in their life. And they jump up. Not only did they walk, They start leaping and running. You know what I mean? I mean, this is one of those miracles that's undisputed. So here's this man, and now everybody who knew him knew that he had been crippled from birth. Now they were all in wonder and amazement. And then Peter said, hey, why are you looking on us? By our own holiness or whatever, we made this man to walk. He said, no, it's the name. And through faith in this name has made this man whole. Now, it's faith in that name. Now, what am I saying? That the enemy has been trying to steal that name out of the church. Not people from just using it, but people from believing in that name. Because there is faith when you believe. People can read the same word of God that I read, but they may not believe it. And when they don't believe it, it doesn't work for them. I preach several places different places all the time. And as I preach in those places, I said, now, if you believe, it'll work for you. If you don't, it won't. See, it says these signs shall follow them that believe. So if a person is a believer and believes on that name and uses that name and releases it in faith, that name will work for them. Now, let's go back and give you some information and revelation that'll give you faith in that name, because that's all you need. If you're a believer, you have that name also at your disposal, that you can use that name. Now, if you remember, in the Old Testament, you had Moses, and Moses had this staff or this rod, and he would do things with his rod. I remember God told him to throw it down on the ground, and he threw it down and it turned into a serpent. And Moses jumped back, and then he said, grab it by the tail. And he grabbed this thing by the tail, and then he lifted it up, and by the time he did, it turned back into a rod again. Well, that was a revelation, by the way, of Jesus himself. You remember Jesus, he came into the earth as the Son of God, and then he died on the cross at Calvary. Remember what he told Moses, to put a brass serpent around that pole, and everybody that looks on that brass serpent in the wilderness there would be healed? Well, that brass serpent represent iniquity, and the Satan or the snake represents iniquity. It represents the sinfulness of mankind. Well, what happened is when that pole turned into that snake, it turned into that iniquity. But then when Moses grabbed it again, it turned back into the rod. So Jesus was now coming in as the Son of God. Then he was on the pole as iniquity and took your sins and mine. And then he died, was buried, but he was raised from the dead, turned back into the rod again, turned back into the Son of the living God. So what happened here is Moses, as he used that rod, he would put that rod, God would have him to point it up at the sky and lice would come, or have him to point at something else and frogs would come out, and having to point, put it in the sea and all the sea or lake would turn to blood and so forth and so on. So it's kind of interesting how Moses used that rod. Well, let's transpose that over to the New Testament and to the church. Then the rod now is the name of Jesus. So as we have that rod and use that rod, which comes out of our mouths, then miracles can happen. And so that's what God wants us to expect through the name of Jesus. So let's go back into Matthew's gospel in chapter 1 and kind of look at how this idea of this name came into being. And Matthew chapter 1. So in Matthew's gospel, it says here in chapter 1 and looking at verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Save his people from their sins. And this word salvation has a whole lot of implications. Save them from poverty. Save them from sickness. Save them from demonic oppression. Save them from and to save. Jesus saves. He brings us out of things. Now, as you know, he became sin for us. He redeemed us from all of our sins, all sickness and disease, and anything that Satan would try to throw at humanity. So Jesus was the Savior. So he was prophesied here as being our Savior. Now, that first came into a prophetic word that was given by Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. So you see what's happening here. Here is hundreds of years before Jesus ever comes into the earth. It was prophesied by Isaiah, and he said that a virgin shall conceive. Now, this is the time that the angel came to Mary, as you remember, hundreds of years later, and said, hey, you're going to have a child. She said, well, how is this going to happen to me, seeing I know not a man? And he said, well, this holy thing that shall be born of you shall be born of the Holy Ghost. So she said, well, be it unto me according to thy word. What word? The word over here. And I believe that Mary had studied this out. I believe that this is one of her favorite scriptures when she went to the synagogue on the Sabbath that they would read. And I think she just meditated that word. And I think as a result of that, the Holy Ghost came to her, overshadowed her, and then she, by faith, conceived seed. Now, understand, she had never had a relationship with a man. She was espoused to Joseph or engaged to Joseph at one point, but she had never really been consummated in marriage, and she had never had a relationship with a man. And God did this himself. And because of Mary's faith, she conceived this seed. Well, here is now the angel coming and telling Joseph, be at peace, brother. Praise God. Said, hey, this holy thing that shall be born of her is the Son of God. His name shall be called Jesus. So he gave him the actual name that came from heaven into this earth that was going to save humanity. So here is Jesus now, and Jesus is walking this thing out, and he's walking in this name. So let's see one of the things that Jesus did. Let's go to Matthew's Gospel and chapter 4, please. Matthew chapter 4. And over in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus came preaching the kingdom of God in verse 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those which had the palsy, and he healed them. Now, this is interesting because here is the healing power of God flowing through his son Jesus, and he is demonstrating God's will for humanity, for us to be healed, for us to be delivered, for people who are oppressed to be set free. Lunatics, you know why they call it lunatic, because many times because of the full moon, the moon, is, as you know, is called the lunar surface of the moon. And when that comes out, something happens to people sometimes. I've actually seen that before, by the way, in my life. You know, they had some movies on when I was a kid. I used to look at some horror movies and so forth, and Dracula would come out, or the Wolfman with full moon or whatever. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about actually when demons begin to start acting up. But here's Jesus. He set people free of all these things. Why? Because he came to seek and to save. He came to deliver humanity from all of that. Now, his name was, he was very powerful. He operated in this earth with a whole lot of authority and with a whole lot of power. Let me just give you just a glimpse of how much power here he's operating in. Let's go to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 15, and let's just see and just catch a glimpse of how much power here and authority Jesus is operating in. All right, let's look here at verse 29 of Matthew chapter 15. And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came to him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be made whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Now, this is interesting here. Here are people that were brought to Jesus because of the healing anointing that he brought into this earth as the Son of God and as one who God is using in this hour to demonstrate the power of the kingdom of God. And now here are people, one person or people in this bunch were even maimed. Now, we've seen that before. I've seen people, because I've been serving in the military and have been through a war, that I've seen it where people maybe got injured in battle and one of their limbs got severed or something like that. Well, in this particular case, this limb, Jesus caused this limb to reform on their body. Now, this is something that's happening in the power of the ministry that he is functioning in. This seems to be unlimited power. And said the blind to be made whole. Well, we think of people who maybe have had some cataracts or something and had blindness to set in. But how about people who had no eyeballs? How about people who were born with a sight deficiency that they didn't have any nerve endings, optic nerves in their eyes? Well, creative miracles took place. Why? All through this man, his Son of God, Jesus of Nazareth. So he is coming demonstrating the power of the kingdom. Let me show you one more. Let's go over to this place, John chapter 11. Now, over in John chapter 11, this is where indeed Jesus came to the gravesite of his friend Lazarus, and he, which had spent time with Lazarus and Lazarus's two sisters, Martha and Mary, when he went up into the country, and they stayed in that place area called Bethany. So they would stay there, but he got a word that Lazarus had was sick. But instead of him going into that place where Lazarus was, he dwelled two more days where he was. Now he went over there where Lazarus had been, they called him to come. And when he got over there, Lazarus had already died. And one of the sisters ran out and said, if you had only been here sooner, my brother would not have died. Well, Jesus said, well, your brother shall rise again. And look at verse 24 of John chapter 11. Martha said unto him, I know that he'll rise again in the resurrection in the last day. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Do you believe this? And what did Jesus end up doing? Jesus ended up raising Lazarus from the dead. Now, they thought he couldn't be raised from the dead because they made a comment about him. Master, he's been dead 4 days now and beginning to decompose, beginning to stink. And that didn't make any difference. Look at the power behind that name. Now, I want you to see something, because what I'm trying to get over to you is whatever Jesus could do in his walk in the earth, he left us his name to do. In other words, he gave us power of attorney. Now, have you maybe some of you never heard of that. Well, a power of attorney is a legal document. It says, let's say I'm going on a trip somewhere and I want to leave power of attorney in the hands of some person that I know who I trust, that they can sign my name to any document. And it would be just like I signed that document. In other words, that document is totally legal. And they could take it anywhere. And whoever they sign that document or sign something over to, that's a legal transaction. It's just like I did it myself. So when he left us his name. And he said, in my name. So let's go and look at that. Let's look at Mark's gospel and Mark chapter 16. Over in Mark chapter 16, now Jesus had been raised from the dead. And he had borne our sins on the cross at Calvary. And now Jesus is about to go and to be seated at the right hand of the Father and leave the church to do the work that he had started. It says here in verse 14 of Mark chapter 16, afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now notice, in his name. So everything is done in his name. And in the Old Testament, you had the different names of God. You had Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. You had Jehovah Makedesh, Lord who sanctifies. You had Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. You had Jehovah Shammah. You had the Lord who is there. You had Jehovah Rophi. You had the Lord who heals. You had Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. You had Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord our shepherd. Now you had all these names of God in the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, you had one name, the name of Jesus. Praise God. And all of these other names were wrapped up in one name. So when you call that name, you've said it all. Everything was broken out in the different names of God. He's our healer. He's our protector. He's our banner. He's so forth. Hey, just call one name in the New Testament, the name of Jesus. And that name is totally feared by the devil, because he knows at that name, every knee must bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So no matter what diseases, no matter what infliction, no matter what infirmity, no matter what demons, no matter what oppression, no matter what poverty state, whatever it is, the name of Jesus can get you out of it. And he says here in Colossians, and our last scripture, Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17, here's what he says. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Let me tell you something. We praise in that name. We preach in that name. Prayer is done in that name. We also give thanks in that name. The Bible says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. We baptize in that name. We receive from the Holy Spirit in that name. Everything is done in that name. Why? Because it's the name above every name. That's all I have for this time. This is Bill Winston saying, I'll see you next time. Keep walking by faith.
In the 33 years that Jesus walked the earth, he healed the sick, he raised the dead, he preached the gospel to the poor, he set the captives free. Everything Jesus did on this earth, his name can still do. You have the legal right as a believer to use that name to carry out his will in the earth. When you use his name in faith, all things are possible.
Whatever Jesus did in the natural, in his human self down here in this earth, his name will do. See, he went, but he left his name.
In this series by Dr. Bill Winston, you'll learn the life-changing power that comes from having faith in the name of Jesus.
Satan is trying to separate us from the name, from faith in that name, because he knows the power of that name.
Order Faith in the Name of Jesus today, and Dr. Winston will explain why the fullness of the Godhead is in the name of Jesus. Why only God's people have the legal authority to use his name. Why the name of Jesus brings miracles and much more.
The name is only a substitute for the one who had the name. In other words, when you release the name, he's still in his name.
To order your copy of Faith in the Name of Jesus, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org. Order this must-have series, Faith in the Name of Jesus, today.
I want my partners to know that they are a vital part in the success of this ministry.
I continue to listen to him. I feel it's a very good teaching. It's something that I think we all need, and hopefully, you know, we'll continue to share this with a lot of different people in my family, including all my people, co-workers, and spread the word of God as Bill Winston is teaching us.
Without the partners, I don't know how I can do it, because it's through their prayers, it's through their giving and their support, even through the letters of encouragement. You keep going from one day to another, from one week, from one month, from one year to another. We have seen thousands of people helped through this ministry, even millions helped through this ministry. How many? I don't really know. We'll probably know that when we get to heaven. But whatever was done has been also added to their account. That's the sharing part. That's the partnership. Because whatever I get, they get it also.
I want the anointing that is on Pastor Bill Winston to be on my life. That's why we travel so far and for so long, just to be here. We've been coming for 5 years now. Every year we come over, we bring our children with us so that they get the anointing on their lives, not just our lives. And then we can provide for our children's children. And the anointing that we get, they get, and then it flows down to their children.
Whatever souls we win, you get credit. Whatever souls, whatever person gets healed, you get credit. Every soul that gets delivered from demons, you get credit. Because you're an investor in the company. And you're going to get dividends off of your stock.
Dr. Bill Winston presents Living Word.
Flavor ain't Pam, but it sure feels fabulous.
With the new CD entitled Released.
We are speaking over you tonight. You are officially released.
Live music recording of a new kind of kingdom music. Released. Available now online at www.billwinston.org or call 1-800-711-9327. Also available on iTunes. A new kind of kingdom music. Pastor Bill Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center, located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.